The next morning, Wolf set off to the lamb's den to put part one of his magnificent master plan into action.
If you knit the jumpers, I will sell them in my shop, and soon we will all be rich, said Wolf slyly.
But we don't know how to knit, said Colin, the smallest black lamb.
And even if we did, we wouldn't work for you,
added Graham, who was easily the bravest lamb in the field. Wolf trudged home, his tail between his legs. As he sat waiting for another tin of soup to simmer, Wolf suddenly had an idea.
If the lambs won't work for me, then I will hypnotize them into it,
he sniggered. That night, as the lambs softly snoozed, Wolf sneaked into their den and hid a tape in the clock on the wall.
Wolf is your friend. You really like Wolf. You would love to work for Wolf.
On the tape played, until the sun rose and the lambs stumbled in a trance out of bed. Within a few days, Wolf had his very own production factory, making woolly jumpers of every shape, size and pattern imaginable. There were lambs furiously shearing, spinning and knitting wool all over the place. It wasn't long before Wolf had sold enough jumpers to put part two of his master plan into action and buy a brand new set of razor sharp teeth.